Stephen Castor echoing the sentiment of the White House, which is not participating in the hearing. And we're learning the Saudi gunman in the deadly rampage at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, had apparently gone on Twitter shortly before the shooting to accuse America of being anti-Muslim, the FBI confirming it's operating on the assumption the attack was an act of terrorism. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready. Weather changes are on the way. We have an active weather week ahead. For today, a warm day for December with a high temperature in the middle 70s. Much of today is dry. Can't rule out an isolated shower, but I think the better rain chances hold off until late tonight and Tuesday. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 74. Then sharply colder by Wednesday. Chilly for the rest of the week with a risk of showers persisting. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a 39-year-old man was found dead Sunday morning. Police say Paul Graham was found shot in a car in the 3500 block of Faro Court. No arrests have been made. Montgomery police say two men were killed in a car accident Sunday morning. The crash happened in the 1600 block of Bell Street. The driver and passenger both died at the scene. And Alabama's near-total abortion ban will remain blocked by a federal judge. The Attorney General's office confirms the state is not appealing the October injunction issued by U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson. The injunction prevented the ban from taking effect November 15th, while Thompson hears a lawsuit challenging the ban as unconstitutional. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell.
How you
doing? I'm doing all right.
You're better at it.
Yeah, I'm getting better at it. I like it when you make that doing a little more melodious.
Well, of course. I can't carry a tune in a bucket, but I can damn sure say doing.
We're waiting, folks, waiting on the Horowitz report. But I'll be reading that this afternoon and this evening, taking a break from my Star Wars binge with the new movie coming out right before Christmas, last in this new trilogy they've been putting together. I've been revisiting all the old Star Wars movies, from the prequels to the originals to, you know, watch The Force Awakens last night, one of the newer ones. They're pretty good. A little escapism.
Do you like escapism?
Yeah, actually. Good. Not when that's all I do, but I do like to escape all this crap that we cover so often.
Do you vape to escape?
No. Actually, I don't. I don't vape to escape.
Well, they don't call it vaping, really.
Right.
I don't want to go there. Hey, I need to do a shout-out.
Okay.
Well, I missed it. Saturday, of course, was Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah.
And my good friend Yolanda Miner celebrated a birthday Saturday. She used to be my nurse when I had my first foot operation back in 2011, and we've remained good friends, and I missed it. Yolanda, I'm sorry. I know you probably don't listen, but some of your peeps listen, and I hope they told you or tell you that I wish you a happy belated birthday. She's amazed me with her health situation. She's doing great and was one of my really good friends and helped nurse me back to health.
Now, good shout out. You've got this video here that you want me to play, and
well, this is a PBS moment where there's having a little round table, and David Brooks is one of the panelists, and he is supposed to be the conservative writer for the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always considered, in fact, when they've had him on NPR, they've referred to him as the Republican columnist, and then they would have some other guy, James somebody, as the Democrat. But if you listen to David Brooks, there's nothing Republican about what he says.
Well, they're talking about the Week in Review. This is kind of the tail end of Mark Shields, the other columnist on this PBS NewsHour panel.
Yeah, Mark Shields been around a long time.
Before we play this, Jack, I will say a sponsor that's more on Happy Hour, but I'll give him a shout out because I went by there, your CBD store, and I might need to have some CBD vape in the middle of this crap we're about to watch. But, yeah, they have great products over there. Completely legal, CBD. It's not going to get you high. Doesn't have THC in it. But it does help with relaxation, aches and pains, sleeping at night. And I've tried it out, so I might have to do this to relax a little bit as we
watch.
Are you
going to do it during the broadcast?
I might have to.
If you didn't bring enough to share, then the hell with you.
Well, here we go. PBS NewsHour. Let's listen to what the other side.
Now, Mark Shields, is a Democrat. I mean, but David Brooks, the other guy, is, and we'll tell you who's
supposedly
who.
Conservative. Here's Mark Shields.
In his first press conference after the election, said, Trump. Mia Love didn't show me any love, and she lost. I mean, that just sort of encapsulates where we are, I think, on the two combatants. And it is. It's Pelosi against Trump. Let's be very blunt about it. I mean, you talk about the chairman and all the rest of it, but it is Pelosi against Trump.
And Trump had an argument of a sort today, which was 256,000 new jobs.
Yes,
and so the economy is a big factor here. And so as long as he has that economy, the Republicans will be sticking with him. The whole atmosphere around him will be good from the Republican point of view. I should say, I thought Nancy Pelosi had one of the best political moments of the year this week in saying that she doesn't hate Donald Trump. She's going to pray for Donald Trump.
That's right.
That was, I just thought, a beautiful moment of... Well, she said it's her Catholic faith of Christian witness.
So I hear that...
David is a devotee of...
Really? Nancy Pelosi getting mad at reporters saying, I don't hate anybody.
I'm Catholic.
And I'm offended as a Catholic. I don't hate this president. I pray for this president. What exactly do you pray for, Nancy?
His death.
If you're going to wear that on your sleeve, and announce it to the world that you're so prayerful, tell us what you're praying for.
Well, you know, I doubt she prays for Trump. Anyway, that's just, and that's your PBS NewsHour.
I needed the CBD. Great. Go buy your CBD store, folks.
PBS NewsHour, which is Public Broadcasting System. Is spewing, and Judy Woodruff is the anchor, and I doubt she's conservative because she's agreeing with them. A beautiful moment.
A beautiful moment.
Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi getting all defensive and flustered when James Rosen asked her, "Do you hate Trump?" And she got all PO'd about it.
Well, let's listen to the rest of this crap.
St. Augustine, and she was quoting, of course, St. Augustine would, you know, hate the sin, but don't
but
hate
not,
the sinner, love
not the
sinner.
Not the sinner. Yeah. So do I hear both of you saying you think the Democrats are correct to be moving forward with this impeachment, that this is a wise move on their part?
I don't know if it's wise. I think they feel it's an imperative move. I mean, that if they don't do it, they will never be again. Be able to face themselves in the mirror or look at history's judgment. That they
now that's a Democrat talking.
They saw a president do this openly and clearly, and did not act. I mean, that is just simply saying it's abdicating all power. It's changing our system.
Yeah. And I think Pelosi understands two contradictory facts. One, they have to do this for constitutional reasons. And two, it could hurt some swing voters, but it's not the conversation she wants to have, which is about health care and other things.
That's right.
So they're doing the right thing, which is to do it and do it as fast as they possibly can. I'm sort of struck by what Mitch McConnell, how he'll react in the Senate. Does he want to drag this out as a way to keep Democrats, Senate candidates in there? Or does he want to get it out of the way? Maybe if I were him, I'd probably want to get it out of the way, too.
A lot of questions.
A lot of questions. There are a lot of questions.
Well, that's enough of that.
I think the Democrats have made, I don't think this is wise by any means. I don't think you're going to bring the country together or help yourself in battleground states.
Bring the country together, it's going to make it more polarized than ever before.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, some of these guys in the Democrat Party that are running in these marginal districts are probably going to end up toast. And that's what Republicans have to do, is unite behind all their candidates and make sure that we have a chance to flip the House back to Republican control, because you see what's happened. Thank you, Paul Ryan. You know, thank you so much for giving up. First of all, not being on the Trump team, number one, and number two, for quitting citing personal reasons and spend more time with his family. I'm sure he still lives in Washington, I'm sure. Anyway.
So let's listen to what has been happening today. This is earlier today. People have been asking, what happened to Drudge and the Drudge Report? And it has changed. There are new resources now, like the Bongino Report or Citizen Free Press. And this is from Citizen Free Press. They have a couple of clips from earlier today at today's hearing in the Judiciary Committee about impeachment. And this one says, Jerry Nadler. These are some clips of what
Chairman
happened.
Gentleman from Georgia is recognized. The gentleman from Georgia is recognized. Gentleman from Georgia is recognized.
Okay.
So you're not going to recognize a possible motion before me?
Unanimous consent, Mr. Chairman.
Unanimous consent request.
The gentleman from Georgia is recognized. We'll entertain that later.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
The gentleman from Georgia is...
Mr. Chairman, I have a point of order.
The gentleman will state his point of order.
Mr. Chairman, last week you were furnished with a proper demand for minority hearing pursuant to Clause 2J1 of Rule 11. In a blatant and egregious violation of the rules, you are refusing to schedule that hearing. Therefore, I insist on my point of order unless you are willing to immediately schedule a minority hearing day.
That is not a proper point of order in today's hearing. As I have told the ranking member several times now, I am considering the minority's request.
It's not to be considered, Mr. Chairman.
Gentlemen will suspend. If the ranking member thinks we would be violating the rules of the House if we considered articles of impeachment before holding a minority day hearing, his point of order would be timely at a meeting where we considered articles of impeachment. That is not the purpose of today's hearing, and the point of order is not timely. The gentleman from Georgia.
Well, that got us started again. The chairman completely not answering a question. It is timely, and it's frankly not up to his discretion, but again, we've not really cared about that from the start to begin with. So my question is just schedule the hearing, but undoubtedly that's not what they want out there. So let's start over.
So that's a little bit of what happened at the beginning there. Just it sounded like the Republicans wanted to know, when can we call some of our own folks? When are we going to actually draft articles of impeachment? What the hell are we doing here, guys? But apparently more happened after that.
Order.
Thank you, Mr. Collins.
Mr. Chairman, I have a point of order.
The gentleman will state his point of order.
Mr. Chairman, Clause 2J1 of Rule 11 requires you to schedule a minority hearing day, not to consider it, not to meet to discuss it, but to schedule one, and to schedule it at a reasonable time, not after articles have been drawn, not after there's been a vote on articles of impeachment. I inquire and insist, Mr. Chairman, that you immediately schedule a minority hearing day or tell us why you are ignoring the rules.
The gentleman, we've already gone through that, but I will repeat that is not a proper point of order in today's hearing. As I've told the ranking minority member several times, I'm considering the minority's request. If you think we would be violating the rules of the House if we considered articles of impeachment before holding a minority day hearing, that point of order would be timely at a meeting where we consider such articles. It's not.
Does any of this crap change anybody's mind? Like, it just seems like a bunch of a-holes arguing with one another, if I could be blunt.
Well, I think the Republicans raise a good point. They want to be able to call witnesses, too.
Right.
They want their day in court, so to speak, and they're not getting it.
It just seems like theatrics for the
cameras. It's totally theatrics.
Yeah. Is this how our government operates? Good God.
Pretty much.
Good God. This is ridiculous. Let's go to the phones, though. Talk to Flower Child. Flower Child, save us.
Okay, gentlemen. But, you know, this is just the Democrats' fear, because Trump's going to have a supermajority. He's going to have the House next year.
We hope.
And the Senate. And the presidency. And then finally some things will get done, like term limits and voter fraud and everything. That's why they're breaking every rule.
Let me tell you something. This Congress will never vote for, or even the next Congress will not vote for term limits.
I don't know. We'll find out. That's just my opinion, Jack.
Okay. Well, you know, they're all so self-serving that, you know, I would find it hard to believe that if they were to do that.
Well, there's two sides of the swamp. You know, there's the Democrat and the Republican, and Trump's trying to drain both sides. So let's just hope he gets the rhinos out, too, like the Paul Ryans and the Jeff Flakes and the Bob Cokers. You know, I mean, he's gotten rid of a few.
Yeah, he has. Now, if he can get rid of Lisa Murkowski and
Susan Collins.
Yeah.
Oh, all of them, yeah.
And not to mention Mitt Romney, jackass.
Oh, yeah.
CLB.
Have you seen Ben Garrison's cartoon where Biden and Kerry and Mitt Romney and I think it was Pelosi all had their hands in the cookie jar, and Trump comes into a dark room and flips on the switch, and of course they go, aha, we caught you. It's a really funny cartoon, you know. Here they are with the ones in the hands in the cookie jar, and so they just, it's called that, you know, Nancy Pelosi calls it the wrap-up smear, you know, where you put it out there in the media, and then you report that it's in the media, and then you know, that's how the way she operates. But I just wanted to, on general things, you know, Google, the two co-founders are stepping down.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen that?
No, I have not. Does that mean it'll be any better than it is?
Well, no. I mean, it's funny. And then, you know, Twitter, Jack Dorsey is stepping down, too. And he says he's moving to Africa. Lord knows why he would do that. And I'm getting a little tired of, I'm sorry, Joey, but the Pope.
Oh, you don't have to apologize at all. Pope Ignoramus said something again?
Oh, yeah. He compared Trump to King Herod, you know, the king that had all the two-year-olds and under murdered and killed.
Yeah, right.
You know what? I don't like when popes pontificate on, pardon the pun, that was an alliteration.
Well done.
Yeah, I don't like it when they throw out their political opinion, because we don't give a damn what they think.
Oh, and then today, he was talking about corruption shatters good. If anybody has had corruption, it's them covering up.
Yeah.
All these decades of pedophilia and also the money laundering they've been having going on with the, you know, all their little financial people have gotten fired and the Vatican police have raided their office, and, you know, people have had to step down. I mean, I'm sorry, but the Vatican is a good money laundering place. I know I get a lot of grief for that, but it's true.
So. Well, it's the one of the, if not the oldest bureaucracy slash deep state ever in world history, the Roman Catholic Church. So I don't put anything by him, despite being raised Roman Catholic.
Yes, I mean he. It's almost like the Dems put him in place. He is so much for them, and against Trump. But I digress. Did y'all know there was a Hawaii, Kenya, a city?
No.
Yeah.
There's a Hawaii. There's a city in Kenya.
So that's
Hawaii.
Where Barack Obama was born.
Maybe. And I agree with you on Chrissy Wallace, Shannon Bream, Leland Bitterman, Brett Baer, and the name anybody on the weekend shows on Fox is a Democrat.
Yeah, I was surprised about that. I've listened to Brett Baer the last. Well, I mean, I've always listened to him, but it seems to me in, like, the last 3 or 4 months, I've noticed that he's kind of drifted left. Just his tone.
No, he's always been. The night of the, he and
Megyn Kelly
mm-hmm. were doing, I think I may have said this to Joey before, but they were calling the election on when Trump won, and they had stated that they would know an hour beforehand the election results, before they could announce it on TV, and you could tell by her face and his face that Trump had won.
That was a crazy night.
I know. It was like an Auburn-Alabama game, only set Republicans, Democrats, but that's all I got to say.
I appreciate it.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
272-9228 if y'all want to get in on the program. This part of the program, mentioned them earlier. They brought you the first hour of News and Views, but let's talk about them a little more. Dan Black Studios. Folks, if you've got those old home videos, whether it was family get-togethers or graduation or sporting events or whatever random moment you decided to take the time to film, well, you filmed it for a reason. You wanted it to be a keepsake. You wanted to have that memory. And so don't let those tapes that are just sitting in the closet or in that shelf or that Tupperware container, whatever it is, deteriorate. Bring them into the digital future. That's right. Bring those old analog memories into the digital future. And that's what Dan Black Studios can do for you. Until the end of December, they extended it, folks. 50% off for News and Views listeners who want to transfer those old tapes, those old videos, into a digital format. So take advantage of that by calling 279-6036. Give that number for Dan Black Studios, 279-6036. Dan Black also provides business services from website design to video editing, anything to do with video production, whether it be training videos for your business or television commercials. Dan Black Studios has you covered. So whenever you're thinking of any video services, whether it's producing new videos or preserving old memories, you should be thinking Dan Black Studios. Again, their number, 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of News and Views. We'll be back. Apparently, the Horowitz Report will be dropping here in about 35 shopping minutes. Should be interesting. We'll have more on the Dan Moore Show. But right now, News and Views continues. You want to call us like Flower Child, 272-9228.
talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. We're really proud to announce our Christmas specials for $99 this year. Everything's 14 karat, white, yellow, rose gold. Everything's $99. We have a Tiffany-style diamond flower necklace, a beautiful diamond bar necklace, an infinity diamond necklace, and an oval diamond necklace. That's right. Four styles available in white, yellow, and rose gold. Everything with 14 karat chain. No one does this in America. Nobody. Come see us at Margaret's $99 specials.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me, Jack Campbell. Getting frustrated with folks, but aren't we all, Jack? Aren't we all? Now, over the weekend, some actual good reporting, something a lot of people have suspected for a while, people on the left and the right, but actual good reporting came from the Washington Post. Apparently, the U.S. government has been lying about the war in Afghanistan practically since it started.
Imagine that.
Every data point about the American efforts there was altered to present the best picture possible, according to Bob Crowley, an Army colonel and former senior counterinsurgency advisor to military commanders in Afghanistan. Surveys, for instance, were totally unreliable, but reinforced that everything we were doing was right, and we became a self-licking ice cream cone. Now, we're a military town. I'm sure there are some folks out there associated with Maxwell and Gunter that know all about a self-licking ice cream cone. This and many more damning quotes about the now three presidencies spanning U.S. war in Afghanistan come via some remarkable efforts. This is, people have been so caught up with presidential politics and palace intrigue and impeachment and
and the election in 2020 in Russia, Russia, Russia.
That some actual reporting's being done by the Washington Post on the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan. It fought with federal agencies for more than 3 years, they did at the Washington Post, to obtain a trove of documents that the paper is calling the Afghanistan Papers. The title is an allusion to the Pentagon Papers, the Defense Department's secret Vietnam files, leaked in 1971 by Daniel Ellsberg. We didn't know what we were doing. We didn't have the foggiest notion of what we were undertaking, confessed Douglas Loot, Afghan war czar under Bush the second, W. Bush, and Obama back in 2015. Jeffrey Eggers, a former Navy SEAL and staffer for Bush the second and Obama administrations, asked, quote, what did we get for this $1 trillion effort? The material uncovered by the Post, facilitated via Freedom of Information Act request in a lengthy legal battle, quote, includes more than 2,000 pages of previously unpublished notes of interviews with people who played a direct role in the war, from generals and diplomats to aid workers and Afghan officials. The officials were speaking on the assumption that their remarks would not become public as part of an interview project spearheaded by the Office of the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. While the Post is still waiting on a federal court ruling regarding the identities of many of those interviewed, the paper said that it decided to publish what it had now in light of Trump administration's current talks with the Taliban and the question of whether to withdraw more troops from Afghanistan. President Trump is reportedly mulling 14,000 more soldiers could be deployed to help in the Middle East, though I've seen the figure as half of that is 7,000. But I think Trump's instinct when it comes to war in the Middle East and really anywhere is right on. When we do fight the wars, we fight to win. This idea of being police of the entire globe, though, police action going all the way back to the Korean War, it's just not cutting it. What is the return we Americans are getting? And it doesn't really take a Washington Post report with all these newly released documents to tell us what we've already suspected and what we already may know, that we're not getting much, if anything at all, by continuing our efforts in Afghanistan. So I hope Trump's instincts to get the troops home become a reality. And it's not just about war fighting. When you're talking about the reconstruction effort, you want to talk about corruption, folks. My God. The black market, the secondary, tertiary markets in Afghanistan for all these products that we're dumping into the country. Good God. And you better believe that, as Trump says, the folks that we're helping fight the Taliban are over there are, well, they're no angels. No, they're not. And I'm actually surprised to see the Washington Post do some great reporting here. I'll admit when they do a good job. So I tip my hat to them. Thank you for unveiling all these documents. You know, it's interesting having all these generals, Jack, and all these commanders on the ground speaking frankly, not knowing it would go public, to now see their comments in public. It kind of confirms what we always thought about Afghanistan, that this is a huge waste of time and money. We're not really accomplishing our goals. And if anything, it's just giving the opportunity for more Americans to die in far-flung places. It's not what we need to be doing. So we'll see where that goes. Got to hit another break here, folks. This part of News and Views brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They're downtown Montgomery at 38 East Jefferson Street, about 2-3 blocks away from the Alley Station down there. All the technicians over at Jenkins Tire and Automotive are ASE certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and fleets. And because they've developed great relationships with other commercial entities, other businesses to service fleets and then large vehicles like buses and specialty trucks, this means that Jenkins Tire and Automotive has state-of-the-art equipment that is great for your everyday car, truck, or SUV. Jenkins Tire and Automotive also has a service truck that will come to you to fix those outdoor vehicles, make sure they're running smoothly when you're out on the land. Whether it's a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, or a tractor, you don't have to lug those vehicles into town. Jenkins Tire and Automotive will come to you with their service vehicle to make sure those outdoor vehicles are operating smoothly. You can make an appointment today at Jenkins Tire and Automotive on their website at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, or you can give them a call, 265-0792, 265-0792. Find out, folks, why folks are thinking Jenkins. I'm thinking Jenkins because I love it. They can really cover it all. I love the monthly checklist program where they not only check out your vehicle once a month, but they also teach you some owner maintenance. And as Jack has pointed out, they do everything, the more complicated things, all the way down to the simple things like fixing those windshield wiper blades. They have you covered. That's why folks are thinking Jenkins. That's why so many businesses and individuals return to Jenkins Tire and Automotive again and again. So check them out today, folks. Visit them downtown. A great place if you're working downtown, or even if you don't work downtown. They have a courtesy vehicle to get you to and from work when your car is being serviced. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, proud sponsor of News and Views from 9 to noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Speaking of News and Views, after this break, we'll be right back with more information. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Do you think the Afghanistan war has been a big waste? I do. I think Trump should follow his instincts. Follow your instincts, Mr. President. They're good on this. 272-9228. Myself, Jack Campbell, will be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now, with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalks so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready. Weather changes are on the way. We have an active weather week ahead. For today, a warm day for December with a high temperature in the middle 70s. Much of today is dry. Can't rule out an isolated shower, but I think the better rain chances hold off until late tonight and Tuesday. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 74. Then sharply colder by Wednesday. Chilly for the rest of the week with a risk of showers persisting. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy, with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
Who are you?
I'm Joey Clark. Who are you?
I'm Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Yeah,
it's a little song by Alive and called Alive and Kicking by Simple Minds. See, I'm not like one of these modern-day DJs who don't tell you the name of the song. I don't know if you ever listen to radio, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all over the place. And they don't tell you, except they do on 96.1, I know, because I listen to them, but some of these other stations don't tell you the name of the song or the artist, but I'm not going to do that to you. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I'm going to tell you about our friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers at 6948 Vaughn Road. Troop was trained at the prestigious Gemological Institute of America, which is the gold standard for people in the jewelry business. He has some beautiful stuff at Heirloom Jewelers at 6948 Vaughn Road. I mean, I was there and the cases were loaded with silver and gold stuff and just some really impressive stuff because he specializes in antique and estate jewelry. It's a true mom-and-pop store. He and his wife work there. And he'll help you out. He'll help you find something special for someone special, if that's what you're looking for. And Christmas is coming up. So you ought to go by there and take a look at the merchandise. Not to mention, if you're looking to sell something that's been lying around at your house and not going anywhere and you're not wearing it, and you really have no use for it, make an appointment by calling 260-0066, 260-0066, and ask Troop if you can make an appointment and come by and show him what you're interested in selling. He'll take a look at it, appraise it, and make you an offer, and if you agree on the terms, you'll get a check right then and there, and you'll walk away with more cash than you walked in with. So that's Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, on the corner of Watchman Circle and Vaughn Road. That's Heirloom Jewelers. Give them a try.
Indeed, do, folks. I'm doing all right. I want to know how Jason C's doing, though. Jason, welcome to the program.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Well, thank you.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to comment on the Afghanistan.
Yeah, please.
Question. I'm not a, you know, I'm just old simple-minded little redneck man here in Alabama. I like listening to y'all. But the Afghanistan situation seems, to me, it is profitable for certain businesses that maybe are taking the minerals out of the ground. Supposedly there's the largest vein of platinum planet in Afghanistan. And the fact that there's poppy plants, isn't that like the hub for heroin?
It is.
So when there's money to be made, there is corruption, and I hate to thank it, but it just seems like it was set up to invade, to occupy, and for private entities behind there to profit like billions of dollars.
Well, the really sad thing in terms of the mineral deposits there is that I think it's mostly China, because it's right on China's doorstep. China's the one mostly taking advantage of extracting those.
So it's like different countries are in Afghanistan fighting over resources or taking claim, I guess. I mean, I, like I said, I'm not really educated on it, but it's just, I don't know. Okay, that's it. Thank you for your time. I
appreciate it, Jason. It's a good point.
Yeah, and call us anytime, Jason.
No, in terms of general wealth, like being wealthy for the whole population, for the people of Afghanistan as well as the United States, war is not the way to do it. But let's be clear, somebody's making money. There are people, certain interest in Afghanistan, as well as interest from many nations all around the globe that are benefiting from these wars. But in general, the prosperity that war brings is the same type of prosperity a hurricane or a tornado brings. It destroys a lot of stuff. It tears apart the fabric of a society. And it usually benefits only certain interests, not a general population. And that's a sad, sad fact about war. Now, maybe sometimes it's necessary to defend yourself and to fight for your interest. But generally speaking, these prolonged wars that are full of mission creep, and to quote one of these commanders on the ground, it became a self-licking ice cream cone. So let's keep filling up that cone so we can lick some more. It's absurd. Now, This is something I was hesitant to bring up today, but this is something that's happening on the right. In fact, you know, we had Becky Gerritsen on not too long ago, and I said, what's y'all's big thing that you're pushing in the next legislative session? She brought up pornography. They want a public
declared a public health hazard.
Yeah, a declaration by the state legislature here in Alabama. Well, four congressmen have urged the U.S. Attorney General to use existing obscenity laws to shut down the pornography industry, which exploits human beings, engages in human trafficking, and is especially harmful to children who consume it at exponentially younger ages today. Great leadership. That's a tweet from a guy named C.C. Pecknold. I have to disagree with C.C. Folks, as far as young children consuming pornography, shouldn't happen. Does it affect people who are full-grown adults in a negative way? Certainly can. But right now, when we have the left, and not just wackos on the left, people that were in the Obama administration writing, say, op-eds for Time magazine, that we should, you know, free speech is overrated. We should have all sorts of hate speech laws. When you get Leslie Stahl of, you know, 60 Minutes talking to the head of YouTube and whatnot, are you policing your platforms well enough? When you have the left doggedly ready to take away free speech and free expression rights, really the conservative move is to bring up obscenity laws? And start saying, really, do you think this actually, number one, will be effective at getting rid of pornography on the internet? No, it won't. Good luck with that. Number two, do you really think it will only be what you see as pornography that is seen as obscene? Really, we should give more teeth with this left wing looking to control this communications that we now have online, this whole environment. You want to give more teeth to obscenity laws. What the hell are you thinking? Because it won't, number one, I'll repeat myself, actually get rid of pornography on the internet. Sorry, but it won't. And number two, it will allow people on the left and people on the right and anybody who's a moral busybody to come in and go, well, I think this is obscene. And let's do it for the children. I think a lot of people who are concerned about this, their heart's in the right place. But you have to think through, if we're going to give the federal government this capability with the internet right now, just think it through. And if you're worried about your children consuming this, how about you be the parent to your own children? Instead of asking the federal government to do it. It is about personal responsibility. If you have a problem as adults with things like pornography, sounds like a problem you have, not a problem for the federal government to solve. We should not be allowing the federal government to get to decide what content should or should not be on the internet. And it might seem like, oh, let's fight the battle over clearly obscene material right now. My God, folks, they're going to expand the definition of obscene. They're going to use it to advance hate speech laws and whatever else. Political speech of all types they don't like. And there's plenty of things people say, plenty of things people do that I, Joey Clark, don't like. But we can't be running to the federal government to control all these things. Because you have to assume the worst will eventually control those laws. This is not the right road to be going down, for the right wing to be going down, when we have a left so ready to get rid of our free speech rights. So I hear you, but think this through, members of Congress. Think this through, members of the Alabama legislature. It's one thing to have a public declaration. I'm not going to fight you a great deal on that. But when you're talking about members of Congress saying, hey, Mr. Attorney General of the United States, could you help us ban things on the internet? No. You're making a big mistake with that. A big mistake. So let's hit another break here, Jack. Our last break of the hour. I saw that this weekend, and I get where you're coming from, but you're not thinking this through, folks. This will only create more government control over the internet. It's not what we need. More news and views after the break. 272-9228. 272-9228. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's store closing sale in Millbrook. Final day is December 10th. Many really nice mattresses, headboards, and beds remain at true liquidation prices in all sizes. We are also liquidating excess inventory in Montgomery to make room for Millbrook's leftovers. But I promise I would rather give you a deal than move my Millbrook inventory. As of December 1st, we still have some nice thick queen Eurotop sets for $3.99, premium quality 13-inch thick full mats for $2.99, twins only $2.49, with other twin mats from $89. Out-of-the-box bed frames and display pillows are half price. Some quality odd nightstands, chests, dresses, and mirrors remain. This is a true store closing sale with no out-of-town liquidators jacking up the prices. All items are subject to prior sale, and all Millbrook purchases must be picked up or delivered by December 21st on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get 1 gig WOW Business internet starting at $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away 4 Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com. Wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Closing moments here of News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing? Hey, if you're looking for a lunch place and you kind of want a place that has a menu of variety, give Yellowhammer Restaurant a try. They are the old Blue Moon location at 7725 Averett Drive, right off of Vaughn Road, right off of Taylor Road. If you're headed south on Taylor Road from Vaughn, you'll make a right turn about 3/4 of a mile down at, or maybe 2/3 of a mile, I don't know. You know I'm not real good at stuff like that. But it's Averett Drive. It's in a strip center back there. It's called the Yellowhammer Restaurant. They have everything that you might want, from a salad to wing platter to a meat and three. Give them a try. They've been around a couple of months. They've got lots. I went by there last Friday, Thursday. And it was after the show. It was like 1 o'clock. And they were doing a really good business, and people were going out saying they enjoyed it. So give them a try. They got everything you might want. That's Yellowhammer Restaurant.
Okay, Jack, before we go,
Joey,
have to listen to this.
Are you NPR?
No, we have to listen to... what I'm trying to do is hold in my irritation I'm quitting tobacco. I have been dipping. I quit for 2 months last year, then I relapsed. And now I'm trying to quit again. I've been pretty good this day, but I've been holding back my irritation.
I'm gonna do a dipping test every morning.
Okay.
And I will lock this studio door if you're dipping.
Sure. I have, some nicotine lozenges or whatever.
I know it's tough, man.
And I've got my CBD vape here. Apparently that helps with addictive urges. So I'm feeling good right now. But
is your high's a damn Georgia pine?
Yeah,
just
sure,
kidding.
Sure. Right. But listen to this. I wish I was high right
Representative
now.
Representative Al Green, not to be confused with the Reverend Al Green.
Yeah.
This guy's a Democrat in Texas.
Listen to a reason he gives for why
we
need...
Is he a U.S. rep or a state rep?
U.S. representative.
Okay.
He's in Congress. Listen
this
to a reason.
Kind of people are in Congress.
Listen to the reason he gives for why we need to impeach Donald Trump.
Then I think that our business won't be finished, Ms. Witt. Mm-hmm. I do believe, ma'am, that we have to deal with the original sin. We have to deal with slavery. Slavery was the thing that put all of what President Trump has done lately into motion. It's insidious scion, racism. And the president has played on racism, and he's used that as a weapon to galvanize a base of support, to mobilize people. We cannot overlook what happened when he came down the escalator and just...
Okay, so the reason we have to impeach this president is the original sin of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good God.
I doubt anybody in the Trump family growing up in New York City ever owned slaves, or anyone in his family ever owned slaves.
Well, and the reason apparently all these folks support Trump, 60-plus million voted for him, is because of racism.
So the best economic situation that an African-American can be in this country has occurred in the last 3 years.
Right.
And Trump is a racist. A rising tide lifts all boats. And African-Americans are in the best situation they've been in a long time.
Yeah,
and he's a racist.
This is just a predetermined impeachment, and they're trying to figure out what exactly to impeach him for.
Well, he must be Presbyterian if it's predetermined.
Yeah, Calvinist, if you will. Let's go to the phones. Frank, welcome to the program. Limited time, but welcome to the show.
I know. Hey, guys. I was riding around listening to you. I just have a question.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi defended herself in regard to the question about hating the president.
Right.
With her Catholicism.
Yeah.
Did the Pope change the ruling on abortion?
No.
Then when is she a Catholic? Because what is her belief on that?
Somebody pointed that to me this weekend and said, oh, Nancy Pelosi, the great Catholic, supports
late-term abortions.
Yeah, late-term abortion.
Yeah, so in her own response, she lied twice.
Yeah.
She used her religion to defend herself, but won't use her religion in other parts of her life.
Oh, but she's a Catholic. She doesn't bear false witness.
Well, I'm not a Catholic, so.
Well, I am, and I hate her.
It's absurd. It really is absurd.
Somebody call in and say, but I when I heard her say that, I went, you don't have an answer, or you don't want to give the real answer.
Right.
Well, exactly. The real answer is, yes, I do hate Donald Trump, and,